Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets resumed trading following the holiday long weekend on the front foot. All benchmark indices rallying over 2% following a strong session for both value and growth stocks as risk assets bounced back. Dow gained 641 points or 2.2%. Broader S&P 500 up 2.5% to log its best single session advance month to date and after logging its worst weekly decline since 2020 last week. Energy sector up 5.1%, returning to the top of the primary sector leaderboard and leading all 11 primary sectors at least 1.5% higher. ExxonMobil Corp gained 6.2%, buoyed by an upgrade to outperform from neutral by Credit Suisse. Last night's session marked the first time since May that both the S&P 500 value and S&P 500 growth indices gained more than 2% on the same day, only the third time since 2020 that those indices have rallied as much as they did. 441 stocks in the S&P 500 advancing overnight, so it was a broad-based rally. Tesla gained 9.4%. That was after chief executive Elon Musk told Bloomberg that job cuts at the company would result in a reduction of as much as 3.5% of the electric vehicle maker's total headcount. Kellogg Co. rose almost 2%. That was after the food company announced a plan to split into three businesses. NASDAQ rallied 2.5%. Strong gains for the likes of Google parent Alphabet up 3.9%, Apple up 3.3%, and Amazon up 2.3%. Chipmakers also traded strongly. Advanced Micro Devices climbing 2.7%. Small cap Russell 2000 index rising 1.7%. Goldman Sachs now sees a 30% chance of the US economy tipping into recession over the next year. That's up from its previous forecast of 15% amid record high inflation and a weak macroeconomic backdrop, fueled, of course, by the Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In US corporate earnings, homebuilder Lennar Corp rising 1.6% after reporting fiscal second quarter profit, revenue and new orders that exceeded expectations. Gross margins improving despite challenges from higher materials prices and wage costs. On the US economic data front, existing home sales fell 3.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.41 million units in May. That's the lowest level since June 2020, when sales were rebounding, of course, from the COVID-19 lockdown slump. Figure was largely in line with economists' forecasts. Home resales tumbled 8.6% on a year-on-year basis. Median existing house price jumped 14.8% from a year earlier to an all-time high of $407,600. That's the first time the median price has risen above $400,000. Elsewhere, the widely monitored Chicago Fed National Activity Index fell to a reading of 0.01 in May from 0.4 in April. European bourses advanced but settled off their best levels of the session. Automotive sector up 1.5%, leading the Pan-European Stock 600 Index 0.35% higher, had been up over 1% earlier in the session. Utility sector losing 0.9%. Germany's DAX edged 0.2% higher. France's CAC up 0.75%. London's FTSE added 0.4%. Major miners rebounding from heavy losses in the previous session. Rio Tinto up 2.4%. Glencore up 2.1%. Heavyweight energy stocks also enjoying a strong session. BP up 1%. Shell up 1.9%. DS Smith gained 3.7%. That was after the packaging business posted significantly improved full-year profits despite another volatile year of trading conditions. On the downside, Arcado Group shed 2.5%. That was after the online grocer raised £575 million to fund its expansion. 72.3 million new ordinary shares or thereabouts placed at 795p. Budget carrier EasyJet was down 6.3%. Its Spanish cabin crew said they would strike for 9 days in July as part of an effort to secure better wages. Indeed, the flight attendants in Spain are reportedly demanding a 40% hike in basic salaries. Britain's biggest rail strike in 30 years kicked off on Tuesday. Tens of thousands of staff walking out in a dispute over pay and jobs that could pave the way for widespread industrial action across the economy in coming months. On the UK economic data, more inflation figures out tonight, both the CPI and PPI for May slated for release. Base metals climbed across the board, copper adding 0.3% to $9,006.50 per tonne, or just shy of $4.09 per pound. Workers at Chile's state-owned Codelco will start a nationwide strike on Wednesday. Nickel advanced 1% to $26,000 per tonne. Aluminium inching 0.1% higher to $2,530 per tonne. Zinc was the big mover, up 1.8% to $3,581.50 per tonne. Did pair an earlier rally of as much as 3.2%. That came amid concern over potential shortages resulting from falling inventories and possible reductions in smelter output because of these high energy prices we're seeing. Premium for cash LME zinc over the three-month contract spiked to $111 per tonne. That's its strongest level since November last year, up from $14.30 just a week ago. Benchmark spot iron ore going $3.55 or 3.2% to $115.90 a metric tonne, snapping an eight-session rout that saw the key steelmaking ingredient drop about 24%. Gold futures slipped $1.80 or 0.1% to $1,838.30 an ounce. Rebounding, of course, as equity markets dull demand for safe haven assets. The brutal sell-off that we've seen for crypto assets relented over the weekend. Price of Bitcoin up about 2.1% to just over $21,000. Did dip below $18,000 for the first time since December 2020. All prices advancing, WTI up $1.09 or 1% to $110.65 a barrel. July futures contract expiring at the conclusion of last night's session. The new front month August contract adding $1.53 or 1.4% to $109.52 a barrel. Brent up 52 cents or 0.5% to $114.65 a barrel. Wall Street Journal reporting that the Indian government has asked state oil companies to scoop up huge volumes of cheap crude oil from Russia, strengthening commercial ties with the country, even as the West tightens sanctions on Moscow. Elsewhere, President Biden on Monday said that he will decide by the end of this week whether to order a holiday on the federal gasoline tax. US Treasury yields climbed across the maturities as bond markets resumed trading following the holiday long weekend. 10-year Treasury yields up 6.6 basis points to 3.3%. 2-year note yield adding 3.2 basis points to 3.2%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testifying before the US Senate Banking Committee tonight. Aussie dollar buying about 69.7 US cents. Quite a busy local economic calendar today. Flash readings for the S&P Global, Australian Manufacturing and Services PMIs for June, and the Westpac Leading Index for May headlining the calendar. Bank of Japan also releases the minutes of their June monetary policy meeting. And then this evening, Canada releasing their Consumer Price Index for May.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.